Okay, this hour we'll take your phone calls with Dr. John Gray as we talk about his latest work, Conscious Men, and you know his name from Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And welcome back, Dr. John Gray with us. We'll get to your calls in just a moment here. John, so when we do all this, when we, you know, increase levels or decrease levels, should we get tested first?
You know, testing is a viable thing. Not everybody wants to get tested. I look at basically symptoms in people, understanding the body, and making changes. You start to notice the changes that improve, and you notice the things that don't. You know, I was thinking as we were talking, one of the most powerful things anybody can do, even if they can't afford testing or they can't afford taking supplements, is is fasting. Fasting increases the liver's ability to make something called glutathione. And every single condition, whether it be heart disease, diabetes, dementia, Alzheimer's, autism in children, ADHD, is always directly linked to low or absent, completely absent of something called glutathione. And when you fast, your body makes more glutathione. One of the challenges for us is, like with so many of the problems for kids today, is when they take vaccinations, The vaccination will stimulate the body's immune system to fight the poison they just put in. And the child will have a fever sometimes, depending upon their immune system. And if the fever increases, doctors tell parents to give the mother, the mother's afraid, you know, I need to do something, and she gives them a painkiller or a fever suppressant. And acetaminophen is the active ingredient in over 800 over-the-counter products. And acetaminophen works by suppressing the liver's ability to make this amazing protein called glutathione. And glutathione is what protects the brain from inflammation, from infection, from the damage which is being caused by the vaccination. So the worst thing mothers can do is suppress the fever. And mothers are not taught, and I just have to share this. This is in my, you know, in my book. I explain all this, staying focused. But mothers are afraid of fever, and there's absolutely never before, never in history, has a fever caused any injury to a child or to an adult. Fever doesn't cause the problem, and fever is the body is successful in fighting the infection as long as the fever is 105 or less. If the fever is above 105, that's the time to call a doctor. That's the time to get some antibiotic or whatever, because the body is incapable of fighting off the toxic influence. So a child may have little seizures at 103, 105. They're perfectly normal and natural, and often they cause spurts in brain growth. Children who have autism, mothers report that when their child has a fever, autistic symptoms temporarily go away. It's because during the fever, what happens is it stimulates the body to make more of this glutathione, which is a super antioxidant, which neutralizes free radical damage, which is caused by heavy metal toxicity. If you get mercury into a brain, into a petri dish, you can watch in 24 hours brain cells die. It's, you know, these heavy metals we're putting into our body is dangerous. And the thing is, if it was the only way of helping, well, maybe it'd be okay. But there's so many natural solutions. You know, when people are afraid of getting the flu, oh my God, there's so many natural things you can do to not get the flu. You know, I got the measles as a kid because I was healthy. It didn't kill me. All my kids, we all wanted to get the measles and so forth. It's when people have nutritional deficiencies and they don't have the right diet, the right kind of support, then these kind of childhood conditions are dangerous. Otherwise, the body can deal with it. So we want to keep finding solutions which don't have toxic side effects. And clearly, you know, that's a big debate, the vaccination thing. But even if you're going to have vaccination, make sure that you don't take the fever suppressants. In Cuba, they do vaccinations just as much as we do here, and they have no increase in autism. Since we started vaccinating kids, autism's gone off the charts.
So what are they doing differently?
It's against the law to give them a fever suppressant.
Ah.
And doctors will never give them a prescription for a fever suppressant because they're more naturopathic doctors, and they want, you know, they know that fever is a good thing. We've changed that around to sell more drugs.
Let's take some calls here for you, John. Lorraine in Rochester, New York, east of the Rockies. Hello, Lorraine. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you so very much for taking my call. My sister, going on 5 years ago, found out that she had blood cancer. It had killed her kidney function. And she, this gives her two distinctly different diets that are often in conflict. She can't drink as much water as she ought to, and several really wonderful foods like spinach and dairy and all, she's not supposed to eat. Do you have any thoughts about all this?
Well, I certainly do. It's a lot more complicated than I could share on a TV show, but there's a radio show. But there's, you know, to find a naturopathic doctor who is up on the you know, there's an edge of creativity and advancement. And some of the key words you want to look to is a naturopathic or medical doctor who is aware of this new research on GCMAF. It activates the body's ability to make vitamin D function. Vitamin D activates over 3,000 different functions in the body. And if you don't have a healthy gut, it doesn't activate the vitamin D to help the body regenerate itself. And the whole key here is cellular regeneration. When an organ in the body is failing, you've got to help the body. Also, she really has to cut back on diets which include any kind of sugar, because sugar feeds the cancer. Carbohydrates, complex carbohydrates are great. It's the simple carbohydrates that feed cancer. But even still, you've got to help the gut, restore health in the gut. And the wonderful thing about a GCMF, it's a yogurt. You can get a yogurt that makes the GCMF for you. So when you swish it around your body, this protein is absorbed in the body. You know, this was heavily researched over the last 3 years, just massive amount of research, and they're trying to put a stop to it now, unfortunately. But many, many doctors, hundreds of doctors, are now going to conferences and being aware of it. One of the leading experts with Dr. Bradstreet, I don't know if you've done a show on this, but Dr. Bradstreet had done, with 3,000 autistic children, he'd given them this special protein, and 25% of the kids within 3 months had complete reversal of autism. And many other doctors, his associates, were using GCMF for cancer. The same thing. I mean, it's dramatic, because what it does, it helps the body make vitamin D work for you. Vitamin D is the magic thing. And 6 months ago, he was found, I'd seen him a week before I was speaking at an autism conference, and he was speaking there. He was happy. One of his children has autism. He was so proud of how he helped the child and other children coming up. So he was a dedicated man. He was found dead floating in the river, and they said that he shot himself. And then a week later, one of his associates was murdered, another naturopathic doctor. And that month, like 6 or 7 of these naturopathic doctors were missing, murdered, killed, and it was all on the internet and everything. And there, many of them were really focusing on this new protein called GCMF, trying to help people heal these immune problems and vitamin D deficiencies and so forth in the body.
Okay, next up, we go to Doug in Wynwood, Washington, west of the Rockies, of course. Douglas, go ahead, sir.
Hi.
Hey,
it's
Doug.
Douglas, like Doug.
Uh-huh.
And it's in Linwood, Washington, like...
Oh, we've got Wynwood here, but that's okay.
Wynwood.
All right.
L-Y-N-N-D-Y, I mean, W-O-O-D.
All right.
And it's just about, 15, 20 miles north of Seattle.
Okay, go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, and... I was interested because he was talking about how people that take the medication lithium, or I take Lithabid, which is a buffered form of lithium, and I've been taking it for like almost 31 years. And partially it was PTSD from when I was on submarines. And the other part, I think, is what happened was that PTSD and the sleep deprivation caused the trigger to where my manic depressive came out, and that's kind of how come I had to get out of the Navy, was because I got an honorable discharge.
Tell me your question now. Tell me your question.
Question, what? Doug?
Say again?
A question for John?
Oh, well, I was wondering if maybe I'm taking way too much Lithabid, because I'm taking like 1,500 a day.
That's typical prescribed by psychiatrists, and I think the Dr. Wright is up in your air if you want a doctor to prescribe this for you. But he's been using a low-dose lithium orotate for 20 years or something. And you're definitely using a dose which causes your thyroid to have low thyroid function. So you have low energy, low motivation, and it kind of eventually disconnects you from your feelings. And, you know, in my book, Conscious Men, it's about, you know, having both the masculine energy and the feminine energy in balance. And the high doses that you're taking will suppress the feminine energy inside your body. It will lower your masculine energy in the thyroid gland. So that, and over time it causes, did you get weight gain? Have you had weight gain?
I had, but I even tried to use supplements as last summer during July and August. And then I ended up having my blood checked at the VA, and they said I was diabetic. So then I had to.
Okay. Hold on here. So what's going on here is when you take low-dose lithium orotate, you can't even detect lithium in your bloodstream. What you're taking, they're testing to see that you're not at toxic levels. So this is what's confusing to people. Here's this amazing mineral that's miraculous. It's always associated with creativity, high brain function. It's associated with well-being. It's associated with vitamin D function, all these good things. And they've got a toxic form of it, which is high doses in order to have some effect. But when you take the high doses of what you're taking, it suppresses, because it's high doses, you don't have the bipolar as much, but what you have is low thyroid function, and it can eventually cause kidney problems. For you, it's caused blood sugar issues, and the blood sugar issues is probably you have cravings. When you have stress, low thyroid function causes high cortisol. High cortisol, to give you energy, will cause cravings for sugar. So that's what gave rise to your diabetes. Now, for people who have blood sugar issues, besides these other supplements, the same guy that figured out lithium orotate, his name is Dr. Hans Nieper. When he came to America, he also mysteriously died after everybody was starting to use minerals to become healthy. And he had helped tremendous, all these kind of conditions using minerals, lithium being one. He also discovered that if you take calcium, magnesium, potassium, and bond it to a substance, which is the substance that our cells are made out of, he called that membrane support, the cell membranes. His experience is that it would reverse diabetes. It will reverse the whole blood sugar issue. Because what happens over time, if we've eaten a lot of sugar, is our cells resist the sugar because it's toxic. Too much is toxic. Just the right amount is fine. So the cells start resisting, and it breaks down. It damages the cells. And by replacing the cells with this membrane support, it's called membrane support 2-AEP, amino ethyl phosphate. But, you know, more about this you can find at my website, because I'm kind of going through it quickly. These are new terms. But membrane support will help your blood sugar issue going off of the, you know, they say never go off the high doses. The low dose is more effective than the high dose if you get the right kind. And you're also, when you take such high doses of lithium, it depletes your brain of calcium and magnesium. So the low dose doesn't, but even with a low dose, it's good to take magnesium orotate and calcium orotate. And that's something I explain in the video. If you go to my store at marsvenus.com, you can see a video which explains how much is healthy doses.
John, what do you do if your doctor insists and doesn't back down?
Oh, my gosh, you've got to change doctors. See, there's hundreds of doctors, okay, not thousands, but there's hundreds of doctors that recommend lithium orotate. Psychiatrists are not trained in lithium orotate. They're only trained in lithium, and then they've gone beyond lithium now. If it's just depression or anxiety or something, they're giving them things like Prozac and so forth. And those drugs have been proven to cause more mental illness. That's what people don't know, is once you get in that cycle of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the dopamine reuptake inhibitors, what you're doing is literally changing the brain. We're giving children Ritalin. It causes the problem to get worse. Now, if that was the only solution, I'd go, okay, at least you have, you know, a better brain function for a short period of time. But there's natural solutions where you don't need those drugs that actually change the functioning of the brain. And, you know, I've got studies from Harvard saying it's permanent brain damage. Now, I don't think it's permanent brain damage because I know the body can heal itself, but you have to stop taking the things that cause the problem. Now the body can begin healing itself, and when it heals itself, it requires extra doses of things. So there's lots of doctors, and their whole focus is using vitamins and nutrients to restore balance, but that's the doctor you need to find.
John, panic attacks.
Panic attacks, oh my gosh, lithium orotate, one of the best things for panic attacks. There's also a homeopathic remedy, which I'd recommend everybody to have if they have panic attacks. It's called Rescue Remedy. And as long as you don't drink lots of coffee, it works really well for you. If you drink coffee, it doesn't work. But The other one is the lithium orotate. And you want to, if you have regular panic attacks, you want to be able to give your body a good supply of it. Because what will happen is when you eat lots of sugar, people with panic attacks tend to eat lots of sugar, they're slowly depleting lithium in the brain and other minerals. Because and once it gets to below a certain threshold, vitamin D doesn't function, calcium gets stuck in the cells, and you have these panic attacks. Glutamine turns into glutamate, and your body stops making GABA, a brain chemical that calms you. So I know those are fancy terms, but the solution isn't that complex, is that we just take a few extra supplements. The 2-AEP I mentioned is good to balance your blood sugar so you're not craving the sugar, because that's really a big part of what's causing the problem.
Conscious Men, the name of the book. Let's take one more call before the break, and then we'll take more. Susan's in Oklahoma City. Susan, go ahead.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
Just a regular person that would really want to learn about safe doses of this higher vitamin levels that you're speaking about, or herbal supplements, where would someone start with that? Do you have to have like a biochem degree, or could you...
No, you don't. You don't. One place you can start, okay, is what I've done is created like about 100 different videos that are 12 minutes long. It's free education, and it introduces you to all these ideas. For more complex conditions, you then find a naturopathic doctor who spent their life studying these kinds of things, and you start looking at herbs. Herbs are very powerful. And if you take too many herbs, they can have side effects as well. Nothing
right.
Like drugs. Most drugs are mimicked after natural herbal remedies. But herbal remedies are only necessary when you don't have the nutritional support. And let me mention that I'm focusing right now on the nutritional side. In the book Conscious Men, I talk about how, like for men, how important it is to meditate, to relax, to empty the brain, and to not indulge in talking about your emotions to somebody you're upset with. It's certainly fine to do it with somebody who's a friend you're not upset with. That can be effective, but also it needs to be balanced by silence. For women, I see so much stress happening in women because they're not making enough oxytocin. Sharing, expressing emotions, sharing your vulnerability with somebody is so critical. And so, you know, these are my different books on relationships, how important that is. So the behavior side of it is just as important as the nutritional side of it. But most people today, more conscious people, are pretty much moved. They know the right things to do. It's just hard to do it because the body isn't cooperating. You're not getting the result from the body because it requires the extra support. So education in that, with over 100 free videos, and, you know, there was a commercial a little while ago about from Thai. You know, if you have cancer, Thai has like the best series of videos to help people understand that you have the power to heal cancer. You know, when people have cancer, one of my brothers died of cancer. So I would go in and I'd ask people, you know, why do you think you have cancer? Nobody knew why they had cancer. And second, you know, what natural things are you doing? And, you know, my own brother, he won't listen to me. I'm just his brother. And so he wanted to do the, you know.
Frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sad, you know, but people become afraid and then they want to go to the authority. And the authorities today are not conscious men. You know, if you ask me what a conscious man is, he's not in the medical industry because they do things to make money rather than help heal people without side effects. That's their main motivation, is to make money and to help take away symptoms but not help people be responsible.
Well, let's come back in a moment, John, with final phone calls as you help all our listeners on Coast to Coast AM. On our next Coast to Coast program, Craig Hula joins us for a couple hours talking about some world events, and then Bob Mitchell, Close Encounters of the Unusual Kind. So make sure you're part of the program. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. John Gray, your final phone calls as well, his latest book, Conscious Men. And let's talk about that a little bit more, John, before we take final calls. Again, what would you recommend the guys do to kind of tune themselves up?
Well, the key thing for guys is to make sure that they've got a job and they're working hard. If you don't have a paying job, do something voluntary. You got to do something to tire yourself out. And ideally, you make promises and you keep them. Then what you do, and that's setting goals, following through. They don't have to be big goals, but to take action. So you're busy taking action. Then you've got to turn your brain off. That's one of the most important things, is we have an off switch, but we have to use it. And that's to come home and temporarily forget your problems. Don't talk about them. Don't think about them. Learn how to do practice of meditation or watch a sporting event, watch the news. Let your body relax. Then, ideally, go out and be, do that for half an hour, and then participate in some kind of relationship activity, whether it be having friends, whether it be if you're married, you have a girlfriend, you interact with her, and do little things that make a difference. One of the things men don't realize is they think that if I do big things, I get a big response. If I do little things, I get only little response. And the opposite is the case for women. Whether you do something big or little, it all has the same effect on her hormonal level. So do lots of little things, and she will be surprised. She will feel, like, happier. It will happen. You just build up this hormone, oxytocin. When a man feels confident that he can provide that, that increases his body's ability to make testosterone. So we talk about that in the book. That's one of the key things. Another thing is male friendship, is being in a men's support group. Meet at least once a month with a bunch of other guys and just talk about what's going on in your life. There's different structures to that, but I can't tell you how important that is to be able to talk about your life with people that aren't clients, they aren't employees, they aren't your boss. You talk freely, and they're not your wife. It's very important to have that kind of support. Now, I wrote my book, Conscious Men, with a friend of mine who's also a great coach. His name's Arjuna Arda, and you're going to do a show with him as well. He does conscious coaching. And getting a coach is very, very powerful just to get you going again. There's something about when you talk about your goals and you've told it to somebody and you talk about your challenges, you're more accountable. It just kicks you into gear. It's kind of like if you go exercise and you've got a personal coach, you work out harder. You know, it's like if you have an audience, you do more. It actually stimulates accountability. It stimulates more dopamine in the brain and helps you to follow through rather than holding everything quietly inside yourself.
Now, the big question, of course, John, is we're all human beings, and we're all subject to these ups and downs of life, things that life throws at us. So how do you combat that?
Okay, so you're under stress, and here's something little. Again, my whole thing is have a sense of mission and purpose, follow your heart, have good relationships, have good communication, but also have good nutrition, but also have skills for dissipating stress on an emotional level. And here's one simple thing. There's lots, but when you consciously breathe, okay, when you take a deep breath and you exhale, and you do that a couple of times, three times, when you find yourself stressing out, what's happening there is your stress is happening in the back part of your brain, which is called the amygdala, and it's starting to take over. It's the fight or flight response. What you want to do is control that response. And so when you know, that's the same part of the brain that regulates your breathing. So when you control your breathing, just putting your attention on your breath and allowing yourself to control that, you now can control your emotions. You now have greater control if you have the intention to, okay, relax. Don't solve anything yet. First, relax. And that will build up the restore the balance of your hormones. Body posture is really good. You see this, the picture of Superman. This is a real testosterone pose. They found that if you hold that pose, where he's got his hands on his hips, his chest is up, he's looking up to the right. If you do that, if you look up to the right, you will stimulate more positive brain chemicals, the brain GABA, the brain chemicals that make you feel more optimistic. By looking up to the right, putting your hands on your hips, putting your chest up and your feet grounded on the ground, literally they've done this and found that your testosterone levels will temporarily double just from that. So that will lower stress for men, that positioning. Hugs are a major stress reducer for women, just to mention that.
Is it?
So that's on one level some of the things you can do. And here's when you're suffering, when you're stressed, is to notice it, have awareness of it, become conscious. Right now I'm stressed. Stress is just a more modern term for I'm suffering. Most people don't use that term, but it's a more compassionate term. Put your hands over your heart. After you've just built up your status, your position, or do it first. And that is, you put your hands over your heart, and you just say to yourself with awareness, right now, I'm suffering. Right now, I'm suffering. And you use that three times, just awareness, right now, I'm suffering. And then say, everyone suffers. I'm suffering, and everyone suffers.
You're not alone.
That's exactly it. Because the ultimate cause of stress is when we feel that we're alone. And so you're just reminding yourself, everyone suffers, and you're not alone, and you just sort of say to yourself, I love you. And that will help lower your stress dramatically. And certainly, you know, these kind of tools, these affirmations and tools are really effective, but they're even more effective when you're also taking care of the nutrition side of things.
All right, let's go to Patty in Seattle now on the wild card line. Patty, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, George.
Hi there.
Hey, George, this is Patty. I met you at Third Place Books in Seattle.
Oh, that's right, a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's right. And it's such a privilege to talk to you both again. The reason I'm calling, and it's like the answer to a prayer. I said, Lord, what do I do? I need some answers. I've been so severely debilitated by illness in the past couple of years, and I actually have I can't afford most of what I need to get. So here's what I asked for Christmas, and got a 4-month supply of carnivora. So I'm very happy about that.
Right.
So let me preface my question by telling you that the health problems just came along by when I had a dentist who stole my dental grant and ruined 7 teeth. Out they came.
Ouch.
Oh, that's a real sad thing. What I want you to do right away, it's a very inexpensive supplement. I'm going to mention 3 things you can do that's very inexpensive. There's something called silver water. Silver water, you can get like a huge quart that will last you 3 or 4 months. You need to be rinsing your mouth just a capful before bed and first thing in the morning with silver water. That will stop the infections which have been causing all of these dental problems for you. You've got to help your body heal itself. There's infections going on in there. And the silver goes in there and stops infections. It's amazing. Silver water is very inexpensive. There's more expensive waters called colloidal silver, but the silver water is like 10 times cheaper, and it really helps people. So you can find out more about that at MarsVenus.com. The next thing is a lemon and water. There was a great commercial about black bile, but everything in your body has to do with cleansing the body, and that's the liver. And you can create healthy bile, which will burn fat, which will eliminate toxicity, which is so important in our toxic world, by starting every day with a glass of warm water and lemon. Get lemon and squeeze it in there, half a lemon. And that's the way to start the day. And the cheapest and most expensive medicine psychologically is forgiveness. And finding forgiveness, it doesn't cost anything, and it lowers our stress, forgiving yourself and forgiving others. The physiological side of this, the cheapest thing you can do is don't eat for a day and drink lots of water and lemon. And then if you can afford it, the best thing, it's hard for your body to heal itself when you're depressed. So that's the third thing. And that's where the good news here is, the lithium orotate is actually the cheapest supplement that you can buy online that I have found. And it's the most powerful when it comes to depression and mood. Ideally, that you stay away from the sugars and you try to eat, you know, food that doesn't have toxicity in it, meaning it was grown with pesticides. But those are 3 things I can suggest to you, and I'm so glad to know them because they're cheap and they make a huge difference. And without the depression, because I think your brain can heal the depression if it gets the right nutrition. So many of us, when we have real stressful events, the natural reaction is it depletes us of nutrients to deal with the stress of it, and then the brain can't heal itself. We can't, you know, let it go. We can't move on. We can't find our positive feelings again if we can't provide the missing nutrition. So that's the best I can offer you right now.
Sounds like a neat malpractice suit against the dentist who pulled out her 7 teeth.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I don't know about that, but I know that teeth is such an important thing, and it's very important for us to not have infections. So what happens is there's something called spirochetes. Now, if you put it on your microscope, it takes saliva, everybody's got these little spirochetes. It's like a whole world in there of all kind of critters. And these little spirochetes.
No, I don't want to know about that.
You don't want to look at it. It's really something. But if you have an infection in your mouth, that means that these spirochetes can get into your bloodstream, and they get into your heart. And 99% of all heart attacks occur when there's a spirochete infection in the heart.
I think that's what contributed to Bobby Darin dying. He had a heart problem as a kid, but he went to the dentist, and he got an infection, and he was never the same.
Yeah, it's the infections in the mouth. And the thing is, silver, Although it's a good investment.
That's right. Your mouth's going to triple in value, right?
That's right. But silver also is a good investment for your body, and it can be very, very inexpensive. You know, in the old days, they would have, like in Roman days, they'd have silver coins. And if you drank water, you'd first put a silver coin in it, because silver puts out silver ions, and the silver ions kill bad bacteria, but they don't kill good bacteria. There's a certain acid-alkaline balance, and it naturally kills the bad bacteria. I'm not recommending putting silver coins in water, but I'm recommending taking this highly purified microdoses, nanotechnology of silver in water. And, you know, some people have the fear that if you take lots of silver, your skin actually turns kind of bluish silver.
Bluish gray, yeah.
Exactly. But with this silver water, it won't do that. It can't do that. But you only need a capful twice a day.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Let's go to Dodi in Honolulu, first-time caller. Hi, Dodi. Go ahead.
Aloha. I'm so thrilled I get to speak to you, John. I've been struggling with hypoglycemia, depression, whacked out circadian rhythm, and thyroid issues, and I'm hoping that the lithium and the other things we're talking about can help. So can we get all those online?
Yeah, you can get that. You can get it anywhere online if you do a search for it. You can also get it at MarsVenus.com. Regardless of where you get it, I recommend going to MarsVenus.com to hear my video on those things. But the things you just mentioned is for blood sugar. There's something called 2-AEP, it's also called membrane support. And Dr. Hans Niebuhr developed it, and that helps to stabilize blood sugar. One of the symptoms of blood sugar problems is when people, one is just cravings for sugar, but another one is when you feel, you eat a meal and afterwards you feel starting to feel a little tired or a little foggy. And of course your hypoglycemia is it's unstable. Now unstable blood sugar is different from high blood sugar, the same solution, but also if it doesn't do the trick within 2 months, then there's another amazing herb called berberine. There's a product called Glycol X, and I have a video on that. And that has been proven to be more effective than any medication for diabetes. It's been proven to be more effective than any medication they give you for diabetes, and it has no side effects, and the medications all have side effects. So this is an amazing thing to help stabilize the blood sugar level. So that's the blood sugar level, and the lithium orotate will be very, very helpful for the depression. And, of course, anybody who's depressed, ironically, always has blood sugar issues, because here's what happens particularly for women. Women experience about 5 times more depression, and it always is when the blood sugar drops, your brain can't make the serotonin that you need to calm the limbic system, which is the emotions, the worrying, that this looping that goes on in the brain is usually directly linked to low blood sugar and lithium deficiency. And the reason they go together is that every time your blood sugar goes up, you feel good. You know, your brain feels good. You're making brain chemicals.
For the moment.
Yeah, it's the moment.
Yeah.
And it depletes you of lithium. That's the thing that sugar does. So you can see people when you eat sugar, measure the urine, the lithium's actually coming out of the body. And it's not just lithium that you lose. You also lose B vitamins. So
John,
a good B vitamin supplement I would add to my suggestions to you.
Once again, my friend, thanks for the vital information. Dr. John Gray, Conscious Men, and that's the name of his latest book. For Dan Galante, Gina Salvati, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everybody.